The dork you grew up with on radio for 40 years is now in a tidy digital place. Doc on Demand, where you pick the topics, then you be on the dang podcast. Live now in the Eagle app.
It's Doc on Demand. I've lost track of what season this is or what episode it is, and I don't care. All I know is it's about time we have these guys in our app and on the radio. In my opinion, the best band in tri-state history to never play a note. Randy Phillips, Sam Middendorf, John Middendorf, the Maulers. Do you guys agree?
Close enough.
Yeah. Okay.
100%.
So, well, give me some backstory, Randy, on when this, you guys got started back in 83, right?
Yeah. So this all turned out, what happened originally was there was an air band contest back at Quincy College in 1983. And none of us went to Quincy College except one guy who is no longer with the band. He's moved on to other things. He was taking like a half year credit there or something. And he said, well, I'll get us in that. We can, you know, do something stupid and it'll be funny. So we went and we played and we do a little bit of pyro and things like that. We've all of us either been involved in music or been around music or whatever. And we won and apparently won pretty easily. So they invited us back a second time for another show. We won that one. Third time they had it, we called them up, said, you want to sing this again? They said, no, you can't be in this. You win every time. I said, well, how about we're just an exhibition act? Oh, well, sure. Yeah, you can do that. So we came and did it again. And when they got up to announce who the winner was, they said, well, we know who the best band was, but the winner is, and they, whoever won. So it went on from there. That was in 83 and 84 is when that all originally happened. But we went on and played a bunch of gigs. I used to work for a lot of local bands. John helped out with that too and stuff. And Sam has played in a lot of local bands. And we went on and did in between sets for real bands. We were almost a headline act at one major event down near Monroe City one time. And it's been going on, you know, for quite a few years.
Yeah. Sam was my hookup for Music in the Mall. How many years?
Oh, yeah. We go back. we're talking 85.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Because I was like a junior in high school, and I just started doing this. And if you remember, I'll never forget, I think it was 87, and Kiss's Crazy Nights was out. And that was the same year the Cardinals were in the playoffs. They went all the way to the World Series. Right. Do you remember the fight song we made? It was Crazy Nights from Kiss with a bunch of play-by-play things from the Cardinals. And I was in the mall, and Sam was, you had people asking you if you had that song to sell, yeah. Right? Am I remembering that right?
No, we got that a lot. We got that Missouri Moving On. That was another
one.
Yeah. Everyone wanted that song. The label thought it was a good move not to release it at all for about 10 years. And then when they finally did release it, there were 9 people that were super excited about it, and nobody else cared.
That's great. Then you have this stock of Missouri sitting in the corner. So Joe, how did you get involved with these guys?
Yeah, well,
family, I guess.
Yeah, well, I met Randy and stuff like junior high, because he was already hanging with Sam. I was the guy actually that was at school, and when they asked about starting up the air band thing and got these guys roped into
okay.
it.
Yeah. Right.
And so I got them roped into it. And I have the distinction of always being in the wrong place at the right time when the pyrotechnics go off.
Really?
Yes.
Like what's the wildest thing that's happened? Have you caught a flash pot or something?
Oh yes. I've caught more than one at the same time.
There's a video of about a 45-foot flame pot going off right between his legs, and that's what? It was an unfortunate and hilarious.
I should be healed soon.
So a slightly higher range, were you able to do some Van Halen songs?
Yes, I hit all the Michael Anthony notes. Yeah, we had a silver jet strapped to the bottom of a mic stand, and Randy picked it up and hit the switch, and it went off and became dislodged and spun right around right at us, and I'm still looking for part of my eyebrows on that one.
So, Randy, were you the engineer of all of this? Because I, you know, if you're not familiar with Randy Phillips, one of the most talented video guys that in the history of the Tri-State area.
Randy wrote that.
I've got a list like that. I'm working on it. So I've seen the videos of some of the pyros that you guys have done at the shows. Were you like the
more or less, yeah,
Dr. Brown in the Back to the Future kind of way?
Yeah, I have. Well, we always, once a year, we have a little get together out at my place, and which is an unnamed location, And we set off a bunch of fireworks, and they have a good time out there and stuff. But going back to being a little kid, you know, bottle rockets and everything like that. I always enjoyed fireworks and stuff. And then back in high school, there was some guys that were doing a Kiss imitation. And I said, well, I can do some fireworks and flash pots and stuff. So they did that. And it kind of moved on from there and got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and then bigger and bigger and bigger. The last couple shows we did, I would start about a week before wiring things up. It was they were always outdoor shows, obviously, but, you know, it took a while to get it done.
If you've never seen a Mahler show, you guys were about as close as I think we've ever gotten to Mythbusters.
We busted a few. Randy actually, fun fact, Mahler's fun fact number one, Randy actually blew up junior high.
Really?
In 1973.
Yeah, well, it was 74, I think, actually. But anyway, so here's another story. Me and another guy, his name is Kevin Simons. He doesn't live in the area anymore. He lives down in Texas. Last I knew, I assume he's still alive. This was during the kind of the progressive era of school and everything. And they had a thing called the PI program. You'd set up your own schedule for the whole next week. And, you know, if you wanted to be in science class at this time or in mathematics at this time, you'd set up. And so you covered all your classes. The teacher in the science lab was a great guy and one of the best teachers we ever had, I think.
Dave Putman.
Yeah. I think he's down in southeast U.S. right now. Anyway, he encouraged us to experiment and see what kind of things we'd come up with. He showed us a few things and let us take it from there. So one day we decided, let's go ahead and make this volcano type thing, which you take two chemicals, mix them together, they spontaneously combust eventually. Well, we took those two and a few others, and we found it. And so Kevin was up on the stool by the chemical cabinet. And I was on the floor going, get that looks good. Try some of that. What's that stuff there? Use that. Yeah, yeah.
White phosphorus.
And unfortunately, one of the things was white phosphorus, and it should have been out of that cabinet years before that. And I can still tell you what the little bottle looked like. Anyway, he had it in a little beaker. He was stirring it with his little finger, and he turned and jumped off the stool. I already turned, and I was walking away. About the distance from me to you, I was facing away from him. It flashed. It burnt all the moisture off the surface of my eyes. Burned about half my sweatshirt out and back. I've still got a couple little scars on my arm here from it. He was in the hospital for quite a while.
And the Mahlers were born.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, that's incredible. So how do you top that?
I mean, we've been trying for the last 40 years.
So now you are, and I need to ask you about this too, the retired part. If the Mahlers are actually retired, because you guys have Tom Brady'd several times. But back in the heyday, what's like, what I'm looking at the list of songs you guys have done. Rocker, Boom Boom, Ballroom Blitz, Got Another Thing Coming, Mental Health, Panama, Unchained. So what's like, first of all, the best song you guys have, I'm air quoting this, performed?
Bad Motor Scooter is a classic because there were a lot of pyrotechnics involved, a lot of people riding bikes around on the stage.
Yeah, I used to ride a scooter up on stage with a girl on the back and everything. So,
what were we playing when we had the pregnant Girl Scouts?
That was a great one, though.
Yeah,
whatever it was, that was probably our best song.
Yeah, we had dancers up on stage when they were dressed up as pregnant Girl Scouts.
Yeah,
wow.
As you will.
Well, on the Saturday Night Girls.
Saturday Night Girls. We had the Shake Weights Girls.
I'm trying to think of all the pictures that I need to be asking you guys for.
Well, we had dancers in cages.
Yeah. Go Girls.
Yeah.
So a little Motley Crue.
Well, you got to give the people what they want.
I don't disagree.
Yep.
So what's the best gig you guys have ever done? What's the best Mahler show?
I think Mahloween was our best one.
Mahloween. Well, the most well-attended, probably.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Yeah, we'll put it that way. The best, yes. Most attended was Mahloween. We did a series of shows out at a guy's house out in Deer Ridge over about a 3 or 4 year period.
That was the guy whose house we built a stage at.
Yeah.
We did ask him.
Well, that's
he thought good. It was great. His wife,
not so much.
She so, yeah, we got out there, and we first one we had was called Mahlerpalooza, and then the next summer, that was in November of '97, summer of '98 was Mahler Stock, and then Mahloween came in October after that, and that at that show we don't have an accurate number, but the best guess we can come up with is we had about 1,000 people in this guy's backyard, and then we had the Millennium Show after that, then another. Couple after that.
Sheer Shard Attack. We did the Women of Quincy. What was the?
Oh, the Women of Achievement Awards.
Women of Achievement Awards.
when they have
we're a natural, clearly
a natural fit. Were there cages there? I'm just asking for a friend.
Had we thought of it?
that was they have their lip sync contest down there, and I had been doing some editing for the audio for people to do stuff, and I mentioned to the head person at that, I said, you know, here's what I've been doing for the last 30 years. Oh my God, you've got to come and do that. You sure about that? Okay, we'll come and do it. Yeah.
A few others, Stinko de Malo, Malaroo, Miracle Whips and Other Delights Live, and the Howlin' Maulers was our actual final concert.
So let's talk about the actual final concert, because Randy showed me a plaque that he's made. You're talking about this stage that you would take over to people's houses and build. And you told me the last one you did what, Randy?
Well, we got done with the show, and this was in 2015, I think, maybe. And we said, man, this is getting to be too much. I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. The next day after we got done, I got out there with my tractor, and I picked it up, and I put it all on a big pile out in my yard way out there, and I threw a match at it. When it was all done burning, one piece hadn't burned, which seemed like a sign of some sort.
I agree.
And so I took that let me get the plaque in my pocket here, piece of stage aside, and then I made a bench out of it, and I had a plaque made for the bench, but the plaque says, this memorial bench was created from a stage section used at the final Maulers performance June 25th, 2016 at Swinegrass Amphitheater. Other final performances include 6/30/18, 4/21/17, 6/28/14, 7/6/13, 10/30/10, 10/29/05, and 7/15/2000.
So the question is are the Maulers really retired now?
Is it
over?
It's absolutely down in the large print.
Okay. So there's no situation where you guys would say, oh, let's do it again. Let's get the boards out of the field.
I mean, $50 is $50.
That's right. See, I have this vision that someday we do an actual turkey drop in Quincy. Because think about it, there's so many places this could happen.
Oh, sure.
Quincy yes. Town Center. I'm sure Blessing Hospital would loan us their helicopter, you know, landing spot or something.
We could borrow it.
Yeah, just borrow it.
I'm a pilot. I could do that.
So I think a Maulers performance at a turkey drop would be, you know.
And what is more natural combo than falling turkeys and flying pyrotechnics?
hitting the parking lot like bags of cement.
Cook them on. It'd be cooking them on the way down. You know?
And then see Randy could do a video of it all when it's all done.
So. There you go.
And then free turkey for everybody. It's a win-win. Win.
I agree. So any future Maulers things that you guys have? You're the only air band I know that has a merch store.
Yeah, if you go to redbubble.com and search Maulers, you will find some very interesting items, some for the whole family and some not. And
Into the not category, I have to ask, what's in the not category? I've seen the do category. What can you even say out loud? What's in the not category?
According to
are there toys of
our leader Derek St. Derek has sworn us to secrecy regarding these verses. He's got three ongoing lawsuits with the SEC. So we can't mention those. But what I can mention is a few of the opening acts that played for the Maulers over the years. A couple of them have asked us to play very small venues, and they can use any word.
So they're still out there fighting the good fight.
They're out there fighting the good fight, and they're hoping that we do another one, and God willing. But there's Waving Pete and the Wagon Masters, country band, Der Wagenmeisters, who looked very similar to those guys, but were a polka band. Dutch Oven, Wipe Thrice, Brockman Turnier Override, Lord Squatney, Hitler's Camaro, Sack Wagon. So a lot of real up and coming, maybe not widely well known right now, but a lot of talent out there that really I think deserves a mention.
How have I not crossed paths with a polka band? That seems nearly impossible. I guess I was away from the area too long.
They were wildly popular at the show.
Wow. Gotta look those guys up. So any parting words, guys? Any truth that everybody needs to know from the Maulers' perspective?
You know, don't ever say never, but you can pretty much say never on this one. Where we've
said never a lot.
And we said never an awful quite a few times and everything, but Yeah, we just from the Mahler's perspective, as, and by the way, we never got the character names in here yet. So I'm the lead singer. I'm Peter Thruster.
Lead guitar, Alex Vasdefferens.
Bass and bad vocals, Slats Magnum.
And then there was another guitar player named Bitch Pasty, and our drummer is Jim Smith.
Okay.
And so you get all those names, and there was one other Mahler. There was there was Eddie and Alex Vasdefferens originally, but Eddie was early on, after about 5 years of nonstop touring of 365 days a year, roughly 700 shows a year. Our manager, Colonel Derek St. Derek, he puts us through the ringer on this stuff, and he gets, what is it, 85% of all of our
85%.
Yeah. After 5 years of nonstop touring, he finally gave us a few days off, and we were in Hawaii, and Eddie and his girlfriend Ginger, they went on this this 3-hour boat tour off Hawaii, and they haven't been seen since.
Wow.
There was a big storm came up, so we don't know what happened.
But I hear they put on a killer Broadway show.
Derek St. Derek has also asked me to read this. The Maulers have played Ames, Iowa more often than any other entertainer, surpassing Minnie Pearl, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company, and finally Shields and Yarnell in 1994.
Sweet. Well, Randy, Sam, and John, the Maulers will live forever now in the Eagle app. You have my word on that. It's a legacy, man. We are proud to carry on.
It's going to rot you from the inside, probably.
Doc on Demand. No rules. No rails. No kidding. Now in the 100.9 Eagle app, you've been warned.